It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and our guest this week is Tash from Bib Kids. Bib Kids are going to be playing this weekend at Double Whammy Festival, so we'll just have a quick chat about that as well, maybe towards the end of the segment. So you've chosen three tracks for us. Yep. What was the first one that you've chosen?
Okay, well, I can't actually pronounce this one. I think it's Schwiffelgild.
Is Schwiffel.
Zeit Mitch. It's a bit of Berlin techno. I think the label running it is called Hate, which you can find on YouTube. They have tons of real cool stuff coming out of Berlin at the moment.
When I was listening to it for the first time and I saw the name, we searched up a translate, and I think it's sulfur yellow is what Schwiffelgilb translates to, and I'm sure I'm butchering a very kind of, like, I don't really want to butcher it on air, but I have already done it, so that's how it is. But why did you pick this track?
Actually, this album I was real into recently, and it's just coming from a real cool place of music they're doing in Berlin. I suppose we listen to a lot of tracks with the kind of music I'm making, and I sort of turn up to practice and play a lot of tracks, and this one's been running in my head a lot. It's kind of my one I pull out at a party a lot at the moment, and I'm like, you guys want to hear some cool shit.
You surprise them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it is quite a... this one, but also lots of the tracks that you've chosen to play for us, quite a surprise, or like a... not necessarily what people would expect to hear on the radio or at a party, for example.
They're a bit dark. They're definitely, I suppose, evoking that dirty, down, underground dive club vibe.
Is it a good representation of what we can expect from, like, your performance?
Definitely. Got a little bit of aggression to it, but a little bit of quite danceable, I would say. Bit dark and dirty.
Mm. All right, well, let's give it a listen, and we'll come back and have a chat about some of these possibly more heavy ones on the other side.
Thank you. day, weeks on end, message on the phone. Listen, you said yourself that you're taking too much home. So you decide to stay, you stay for one more week. Then you convince yourself you've left no time for sleep. Like a whole day on an empty beach, you spent the whole night walking empty streets. Then check the forecast, been the same for weeks. And now the cold rain lets you know you're incomplete. By the way, who knows why, who can say? Tell your friends what you like, no one home, not tonight. Open eyes, open clothes, never not, none of those. Meant to say, nice to see, new to town, never be.
Quite a surprise. I mean, it was still that got that night like, awesome dance music kind of esque vibe that the first one did, but it's a bit more lo-fi. How did you pick that one out?
It's pretty much like I thought if someone came and took us aside for a gig and told us to chill out slow down, stop shouting so much, I think we'd sound a lot like that.
That's the representation. Because we were talking about your setup just before off air. What's the setup of the duo?
Mikey plays drums. He actually plays electric drums. Mikey's got quite a history as a drummer. He used to play with the Drab Do Riffs, Blue Bloods, Mean Street, whole list.
Awesome.
And then I play synth, and recently I just started doing vocals, which was kind of a natural progression there.
Mm-hmm.
If you could call it that. It's a little shouting.
Yeah.
And we have a little sampler, and that's pretty much the setup. It's just duo.
Just the two of you.
Two of us usually sit up facing each other, give each other a lot of hand signals during the set, a lot of like nods.
You were saying that the goal is a seamless set of transitioning between each song without any breaks, but it's hard, I guess.
That's the aim at some point. I think we want to have a set where there's just like 2 points to catch your breath during the set. Real like keep the music going, you know, like obviously with the electric drum kit, Mikey has to change things. I have to change patches on my synth.
Yeah.
We kind of try to have one person drop out while one keeps going and then on to the next thing.
Yeah.
We play a lot of different... We jump between a lot of genres during our set, so the seamless thing maybe makes it less jarring.
Yeah. Gives people a moment to calm down as well.
Yeah.
I guess.
If only we want them to. Momentarily. Only if I want them to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got one more track to play for us. What's this one? How did you pick it?
Okay, so this track, it's a bit out there. This is kind of actually like the starting point for the whole Bib Kids thing. I stumbled upon this Gabba documentary on YouTube and just found their idea of music really interesting. I'm not even sure if we really liked it hugely at the time, but me and Mikey were just like, let's bring Gabba music to New Zealand, because it never really got this far. It really only just stuck around in the Netherlands.
Yeah. So game music is what? It's like...
is this.
Yeah.
It's came out of the 80s in the Netherlands. They had... no one had any jobs. They had a lot of drugs. They just used to listen to this pumping, aggressive music and dance all night.
Awesome. And you've grown to love it, I'm sure.
Well, it's funny because we started moving away from it at some point and trying to do more housey things. And then recently I realized that we've ended up playing exactly what we started moving away from. We've come back in a full circle, and we love it more than ever. I think it's very punk in a way, and it's just aggressive dance.
Awesome. So let's give it a listen, and then afterwards we'll come back and we'll talk a bit about the gig this weekend.
Okay, sweet. Here we go.
We built up, didn't we?
Yeah.
Built up from
there's a little break in the middle, and then we like brought in the real banger.
Or right at the very end.
Call it a banger.
It's a banger.
It's a banger. It's a kind of banger.
So you've got a show this weekend. We've talked to lots of the people from Worn Out over the past few weeks. We had Fluffy up on Breakfast last week. Are you excited for the show?
Oh yeah, I'm really hoping to get back room like dripping from the ceilings hot.
Ideally.
Tuck in those dance tracks, finish off with things as heavy as that to get people moshing.
And you know now what night you're playing. It hasn't been announced to everyone yet, has it? The days or the night?
I'm not sure.
Just say when you're playing, because...
So we're playing on Friday at 10:40 in back room, I believe, ish.
Roughly.
Hopefully 10:40 on the dot.
Is there anyone else on the lineup that you're?
Seeing Hand.
Oh yeah.
And Alphabet Head.
Oh.
Oh
both
yeah.
Great.
Oof, I'm frothing for that, eh?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a very awesome night. Thanks for coming up and having
Thank
a chat
you.
To me.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.